Hey.
Salutations, everybody. Welcome back.
That beat was brought to you by Beats by Jer, exclusively on beatsbyjer.com.
Stop. Don't even do that. You're giving them a wrong link.
Basically, you're giving them the wrong link. You don't have your website set up yet?
If beats. You would like a beat, just go ahead and DM us, hit us up, say you're interested in a beat. Definitely let me know what category of beat that you're looking for, and we can move on from there. But
yeah.
Today, welcome.
Yeah, salutations, queens and kings, brothers and sisters. Welcome back to Truth Sessions Lifting the Veil, or TSLTV for short. Previously known as QKJJ. And as always, we are your guides. I'm Queen Jam.
King Jerry's in the house.
Yes. And how are you all doing this week? How was your week? Did you all learn something new? Did you all challenge yourselves? Because you all know that's our goal each week, is to learn something new, challenge ourselves, and just in general have a fruitful, positive week.
I'm sure that everyone has definitely stepped into some type of awareness, either last week or going into the new week ahead. But we hope that you are definitely doing well for yourselves mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and everything in between. You all, last week's reflection is definitely what we always start with. And I always like to give Queen...
Who was our podcast this week?
I'm not sure, but I always like to give Queen the most influential and most important. How was your week? That was the most important question.
Yes, it went very, very well. Like I said, I'm still going through this coding boot camp. I'm getting a lot more knowledge, getting a lot more comfortable with coding in general and coding concepts. I have a affirmation that I say to myself every time. And I'm just like, coding concepts come easy to me. I love coding. And there's no coding concept that I cannot grasp. You feel me?
Nice.
Because at the end of the day, certain things really are just mind over matter. And if you tell yourself you can't do it, then you can't do it. It's just as simple as that. So I've just been telling myself, like, I got this. All these concepts are very easy to you, because I'm just thinking about back when we first were introduced to MySpace. That was our generation where we actually still had control over the code, because you could go in on MySpace and, like, alter your code so your picture could do certain tricks or be a certain shape.
Right.
So we are coders. We're the generation of coders. That's what they tried to do with us, you know. And some of us gravitated
still doing
onto
it now. Yeah, definitely doing it
some
now.
Some people gravitated onto. Some people were like, eh.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I think that if you're not in STEM right now and you're thinking about a career change, STEM is a great field to get into, especially something in the technology field like coding or something like that. But yeah, week has been fruitful. What about you?
Same here on my back half. I can't talk too much about whom I work for, but definitely a large company that deals with cell phones, entertainment, and actually currently released that they are in partnership to actually roll out a brand new car. So if that wasn't enough of a hint for you, there it is. again, you know, I can't get too far into the detail, and I really do appreciate, you know, Queen giving you that knowledge too of being around the process when things are being rolled out, especially in technology. My aspect about it, and my position actually, is the technical side, going through and dealing with the problems and then coming up with a solution. But it's larger because we need a field that represents us, when I mean us, I mean black people. Mm-hmm. Because something that I learned this weekend, just like a lot of you should have learned this weekend, and what we are going to talk about, just a small portion of what we mentioned on our last broadcasting, mm-hmm. which was the domestic
terrorist.
Yeah. And Queen and I were having a conversation, and my resolution was we have to find a way within our community, the way that we like to get on the phones and we go about talking about somebody else's issue within the community. Yeah. And we like to, I forgot the proper name for that, but we need to have, when information hits the streets, it hits the streets.
Gossip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some gossip is close to news in the streets and the things that happen. But I truly believe you're going to hear it today. And it's something that I'm pushing towards personally. Our community needs some type of application where we can identify those type of individuals, since they're so brazen and bold to put themselves on social media. We need to have a serious force, and we need to, right. And the same way that we have within our society today, there are like the FBI, CIA, all those ABC 123 organizations, which are private organizations that are provided grants. We need those types of organizations within our own community. It did start with a lot of our community organizations in the beginning when we did have that type of structure of community. But I'm saying that to transform it into into where we are now, technology being a driving force.
Yeah.
If people are brazen enough, you all, to do that, go back to your hometown possibly or wherever else they may have came from. And didn't think in their mind that there wouldn't be consequences for their actions. As we all know, there are people that are going to slip through those cracks. They've still, were identified by video recordings. But we can't trust this government, this system, to get each and every one of them. So that takes upon our responsibility, not only as citizens, but definitely within our community, and showing ourselves as leaders that we need to be able to track these individuals, because obviously their ideals are matching towards an action that could definitely be dangerous, not only for you, but for your family, your community, and so on and so on. So,
I'm asking for people to get into STEM so they can
I would encourage, if you, your definitely your youth, your kids, grandchildren, niece, nephew, whatever, cousin, whatever the case may be, encourage them to get into STEM, encourage them to get into technology if it is an application, if they want to go over analytics, coding, whatever the different aspects of it, they need to be in the game, because we can't keep looking back at technology as just an avenue for entertainment. We have to look at it as a tool. And we definitely have to look at it as literally an avenue where we can identify a threat, and we can at least let some folks know ahead of time before it happens, because we don't have the, always jumping on the phone. Hey, you see, we have the opportunity to let people know, hey, boom, boom, boom. This is this person. They work here at this school. Yep. This person works over here as an employee or a service woman or man. Like, seriously, we need to have that type
of... And we also have to remember not to overthink things. They know who every single one
of course
of these people are. They seem to have all the tabs on the people they want and all the people that they don't want. So yeah. I'm not going to sit there and try to pretend like, they need to do better and all this stuff. They're just sitting on their hands, for real.
Why I said that is not the fact that they don't. It's just having the resources to actually do it ourselves. That was probably the end all be all. But something that I learned this week was we need a system. Something as small as like an application. I'm going to put this I'm going to put them out there. Clubhouse. I think it's cool because we have a space, but there's no ownership. So that's the downfall. And the outside aspect of when we utilize a space like that, a lot of times we want to put too much information out there instead of just giving people information and not going too far, letting other outside forces know what we're about to do. And can we please stop also in those spaces? Stop attacking one another. I get that we may have some disagreements or arrangements that are set up that we may feel differently about with other individuals, but in those type of spaces, we have to stop arguing with one another because it's not making any sense. That's the whole point of being there, is that we can communicate. And if it's going to end in an argument without any type of growth, then we just failed. So at the end of the day, go ahead and push your younger children or yourself towards STEM, technology. Have them think of ideas and application where we can start making logs. The same way that people log us on a daily basis, we need to be able to make logs of these individuals, okay? Because they're out there. They're probably one of your kids' teachers. They're just passing by like everything's normal and it's not okay. And they have to be identified and definitely put on some type of warning, which to let us know where the heck they at.
And as always, you can join the conversation on Twitter. Using the hashtag TSLTVpod. It's fine. I remember. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know.
Yeah.
But,
to the best of our knowledge, we'll be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part. Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door. And remember to embrace pure facts.
Yep.
Most importantly, remember you always... Yeah, I'm sorry. Check your emotions at the door. Embrace pure facts, and most importantly, remember to always smile because you have the weapon of knowledge. I apologize.
That's what happens when you don't have the follow-up for me.
No.
Because in there with the follow-up.
Don't do that. All right, y'all. So, what we are sipping on, H2O, some water, and I have...
Hydrogen rich water.
Right. Our medication today, always... I believe indica, maybe?
Yes, we have indica today. Yeah. And then some, what's it called? Some Clarity incense burning in the background.
Yeah. Also, I'm not sure where. No. This is serious. Seriously, when it comes to the medication, I'm not sure if this is just a change or maybe the industry, the cannabis industry, is looking forward on how they're about to be funded here in the next like 4, possibly 8 years. But I find it a very gray area, depending on where you are and where the prices are too, as well.
Oh, yeah,
because we're starting to find that just like your normal shopping, y'all. Mm-hmm. Every sales is just based around the holidays, and then anywhere in between is the makeup for the losses.
Yeah, like you're screwed. that's why I said I'm just going to go to the nucleus of the issue and just cultivate my own. Because that's the only way around it at the end of the day. Because a quarter, no matter what the strain, everybody trying to do all these tiers and strains and crap, higher tier. No. Quarter, $25. Straight up. $25. All right. Then... get into your eighth should be about 30. You feel me? 32 I give you. You feel me? But nothing more than that. Eighth should be about 30. Half. What they doing halves out here? Like for a special, halves are 140.
140, yeah. I've seen for some, 100. If you have a coupon, right. If you have a coupon, you might 100. Get a little cheaper than that. But yes.
That
about a good 140, 130, 140.
Lower end, when there's an actual sale, yeah. It's 100 for a half. 100,
yeah.
And then 270 for an ounce or 200 for an ounce.
And then it just goes from there, you all. So,
like, y'all, do better. Y'all are just holding me back from being great. Because I want to roll up very thick blunts and just enjoy myself. But I'm over here having to, I feel like an old person cutting my pills in half. Trying to stretch out my medication.
The sad part is it only lasts a year. y'all. So, like, I think, and also,
so it's like, why y'all even holding back all this cannabis? What y'all doing with it?
That's also something that I also want to make sure.
Restaurants and food.
Right. Now, that's something that you all need to think about with cannabis, because it can be taken into different materials. The fact that this plant, on one level as a flower, can last as a production on a shelf for a year. Mm-hmm. Okay? And still have great residue. And even after that year, you can probably utilize the remains for different things. So why we're saying that is, if you have such an influx a surplus of medication, and you're sitting up here finessing,
hoarding
people,
it.
Oh man. Anyway,
but it's fine. Like I said, I'm just gonna get to the nucleus of the issue, cultivate our own, and move on. Cause I'm done.
Hey, that takes laws and everything else, but we're going to keep moving on. Housekeeping. Our shop lives are every Monday at 7:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Instagram. You can actually catch our replays on past lives there as well.
Yes, and today we actually have a very special shop live, because we're actually doing our shop lives differently this year. So each Monday it will be a different... Each, like, first Monday, second Monday, third Monday, we're doing it like that. So each Monday, it will be a different theme. And on the first Monday, it's pretty much just like a kickback and talk, chit-chat. Mm-hmm. Second Monday, which this Monday is Did You Know Monday. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be going under our head wraps and taking a look at our hair care and seeing what's really going on under our head wraps. Are we taking care of our hair, or are we just letting it...
I was gonna say go to shit.
That's what I was gonna say, but I was like, I didn't want to say that. But you know, but you just like not really caring for your hair, because I've been there as well. So if you'd like to hear more about that, come and hang out with us during our shop lives. Like King said, every Monday, 7:43 p.m. on Instagram.
Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. if you're moving on CP time.
Yes, exactly. Right. And then we have, and that's at qk.jj on that Instagram.
Absolutely.
Our also, Reviewing Wild Black series.
Yes, that's what I was going to get into. Our Reviewing Wild Black Instagram TV series. We're always looking for legitimate, I'm going to say that again, legitimate black-owned businesses to feature on our Reviewing Wild Black Instagram TV series. This is where we showcase that owner, that legitimate black owner's products live. Mm-hmm. We unbox and give our honest feedback. If you are a legitimate black owner and you would like to come join us, we started our Reviewing Wild Black Instagram TV series because people always wanted to know, or definitely kept asking, where are the black owned businesses? So boom, that idea created a space so we're able to go through the process and provide you with that wonderful content of black-owned businesses and their products. You can honestly go back from last year, y'all, because we've been putting in some work. Mm-hmm. There's some replays there of our Instagram TV series of some wonderful black-owned businesses that we featured. On our YouTube page as well, go check it out, because we definitely put in some wonderful content last year. If you're looking to be featured, as always, DM us, contact us via email with your business page. That's always important. And exclusive access to us and our content can also be found on our Patreon page. You can sign up for as low as $1 for our Duchess and Duke tier. Higher tiers even go through our crowning ceremony. For more information on that, you can actually click the link in our bio or visit our Patreon page, and that's /TSLTV. Again, that's patreon.com/TSLTV.
Guess what, y'all? Our store is open 24/7, just like 7-Eleven, because it's online.
Yes.
Ain't that a joy?
And you can also click in our bio to browse, or you can actually visit qkjj.org.
And another thing, too, that we want to point out is if you see a product that you love and you would like to see what it looks like live, then like King said, you can always go back, watch the replays of all of our shop lives. We've showcased every single product that we have in our line, so you can always go and watch it there. And you can also check out our YouTube page with a lot of tutorials.
Bam. Pouring out those libations. That's liquid pouring out. Don't even worry about it.
You should trust at least me. Have some water on the side.
I know that didn't work. But but it was a good idea and it sounded good in my head. our
live I got you.
Let's do it.
Nah, that kind of sound like bath.
It did. Pouring out our libations. Pouring out our libations for Black Queens in Tech. Queen, yes. Take it away.
I love it. Okay. That was my Black Queens in Tech call. So
she can't roll her R's.
Why did you have to share that?
Because it was intimate. Obvious. Try it again and prove me wrong. Try it again and prove me wrong. We're gonna
Black Queens in Tech. I've been actually binge watching YouTube videos of Black engineers, coders, developers, etc., and it's been very inspiring just going through the coding boot camp, because a lot of people will get halfway through it and like give up, or since you don't have, you know, your teacher that is pretty much taking attendance every day, some people may be like, hey, I don't have to commit to it, I could just do a couple days here and then leave and come back, but you really have to stay committed to it and code every single day. And so I've just been taking time to look for other people for inspiration and people who have already been through the process, and they give a lot of encouragement. Like, you need to continue to go through it. Like, look at me. I thought I would, you know, I went through it and I'm so much happier now, and I would recommend it. So if you are listening to this and you are a Black woman in code or tech, you can always check out this Facebook group that I'm a part of as well. It's called Black Women Code. I'll have the link for them in the show notes. Now, more importantly, there was a queen that I saw on Twitter a few weeks ago, and she went viral. Her Twitter handle is @DataMosher, and she
spell it for people or for my
data,
grandma.
Yeah, @DataMosh3 instead of an ER. So Data Mosher. And you know, Mosher is the 3 instead of the E. And she posted that she was kind of bored, so she decided to make herself a smart mirror, or a magic mirror is what we all found out that it's actually called. And it showed the weather, the date, the time, and the music she was listening to. And she even had a little custom message at the bottom saying, hey there, sexy. And so after she posted this, there are comments of people saying that they've already been through the process of building their own smart mirror. And these are people who were posting from like 4 years ago, like a year ago or a month ago, saying like, hey, I built this smart mirror a year ago. Here's mine. And here's the tutorial. So after some research, King actually sent me over the website that has all of the code that is open source for you to use to make your own custom smart mirror. Mm-hmm. And if you get stuck along the way, there are many YouTube tutorials that you can use to help you as well. So I'll make sure I leave the website in the show notes, but the website is magicmirror.builders. And yeah, you can just go on YouTube and search Magic Mirror and they'll have something there for you.
Absolutely. Hey y'all, Media Absent News. We just gonna go by this real quick. It was actually an update from the last time we spoke briefly about Grandmaster J. Again, we're not gonna give any real updates except for the fact that the brother has been released.
Yes.
You can actually check up on any updates regarding not only his situation, but in general on the movement of the NFAC. You can definitely make sure that you subscribe to his morning, I believe his Grandmaster.
Yeah, Morning Mental and Facts Over Feelings.
Facts Over Feelings, definitely.
But we're going to update. We'll be updating you on that soon, because when he originally was released before his hearing, Mm-hmm. He was told one of the conditions of his release was that he couldn't be on social media. So,
and we all know why that is.
Exactly. Right. Because people look forward to his morning mentals and his facts over feelings because he gives out a lot of great information. Mm. So when I heard that and we were going to record the podcast, I made sure to like notate all of this information and letting you all know, like, hey, you may not see the facts over feelings or the morning mental, but he's still there. He's out now. And I believe right after that and right before we were about to record, he ended up like amidst, you know, our schedule or that for recording. Amidst all of that, he ended up going back to have an actual hearing and he was able to get back on social media. So I haven't seen those updated videos and I'd rather us watch those updated videos and mm-hmm. then come back to you with some actual factual information mm-hmm. hearing it from him, because if you, literally if you go on YouTube right now and search Grandmaster J, Lord,
everybody in their grandmama,
I'm telling you. So I don't want to be like I don't want to be when people be like, hey, here's what I think on Grandmaster J. I'm gonna tell you exactly what he said, or I'm gonna play you a clip of what he said and call it a day, because the stuff that you see when you Google that, I mean, when you search him on YouTube, it's just ridiculous. Down to people making fun of, like, the way he holds his gun or something like that. It's like, people just have too much time, you know? It's amazing. So, on to the positive quote, positive shout-out for this week. And we actually meant to, we should have mentioned this, I guess. Oh, okay, but King said he's coming, so I can't. So, I'm about to start. Da-da-da.
Yo! Da, oh.
And now back to the show.
Today's. Because it's about to get real. It's about to get real. And I realize now, I was like, back in the day, when I used to see our folks on the flow, mm-hmm. and they was going through the process, and they was, and they was going through the process of getting down on the flow. Get down on it. Hey, y'all. I want y'all to know that today's positive quote. Right. Today's positive quote is just to keep on rolling. All right? Keep on rolling. You know, a lot of things that life hits you with. Am I right? It's rough. But you got to keep on rolling. And why I said that is because you can now order your skates again. Woo, 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 woo.
That did not sound positive.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be happy. Yay. I'm excited.
That was worse.
I'm no longer flabbergasted.
You're right.
Because I can, at one point I couldn't order skates. No, not for real, y'all.
Y'all, them skates was on back. It's been taking us a minute. Yeah. When did we decide that we wanted to do skates? This was like August,
unfortunately, September? Unfortunately, it was very early.
And then they said it's on back order until November.
Right, right.
We checked in November, still nothing. Back order.
It took until 2021, y'all.
2021.
Now, we do have some really good content that we will definitely be providing you all. We actually yesterday went skating. Not ice skating. That's something that we took some time
we
away from.
We literally have to say roller skating.
And then ice skating. Yeah. So, y'all, you know, we got the skates. It was a very awesome night. You know, Queen and I had. Queen was like, hey, you know, King, go ahead and look online. See if we can go ahead and get our skates. They ain't think nothing of it.
Slightly giving up hope.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this is good for us because, you know, we have a business, y'all. So, I think outside of where we're about to, you know, this is about to open up some doors, y'all. You feel what I'm saying? So, we needed to have it for ourselves because, one, we talk about ownership all the time and having it for ourselves.
Mm-hmm, not renting them all the time.
Absolutely.
No,
you good.
I was about to go into the rental skates.
Right. But going through the process of having your own and other people seeing, you know, that, okay, you have a business and you can actually provide them with a service, especially something that we all like together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, skating is something, I mean, you can look, roll, bounce, you can look, our history is there, you feel what I'm saying? So, hey, it's a wonderful way to exercise. And again,
we're gonna do an unboxing and all that. I'm so content. Excited. Mm-hmm. Yes. Watch our YouTube because we're going to, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube yet, what are you doing? You feel me? You have to go subscribe to our YouTube. Click the notification bell. We have new videos dropping every week. So that's very important. And like I said, we're going to do an unboxing video. We have so much tricking out of our skates that we plan on doing and showing you all. So yeah, we're excited.
All that in between.
I'm so excited.
Absolutely. But keep on rolling. While we decided to go skating, and I'm just keep this a little short story. We did this before when we lived closer to the inner city, like almost close enough to be in a DC. We told you before, right, we travel. Yeah, we always travel in through Maryland to get to Virginia. Sometimes we'd be DC. On our weekends, Queen and I, we used to, you know, walk around DC, get that, you know, that exercise in, take it all in. And one day we were like, man, let's go ahead and hop up to it. We was renting, getting bikes and stuff. We were like, man, let's go ahead and get some skates.
Yep.
Now, unfortunately for us, we didn't do our research at that time. We got some skates. Well, we did, but they weren't the best quality.
We got the skates we could afford.
Mm-hmm.
That's more accurate than anything.
Yes. We got the skates that
we could afford.
Because
we had just quit our job and we were living a retired life.
Man, what?
We were living a retired life.
But I'm going to tell y'all something. We did go through the process yesterday. Went skating. It was a fantastic time. Even with, you know, COVID-19 issues in order, you know, it was a good time. People, you know, doing their thing. And I almost forgot that social connecting that happens and how good the exercise was also afterwards. Just the spirit, and honestly, everybody wanted to be there because they're tired of being stuck at home. But we hope that you have the opportunity to do the same. If you have the opportunity to get yourself some skates, go ahead and do so. Very fun exercise.
I was disappointed I wasn't able to get any popcorn.
Ha!
That's neither here nor there. The rental skate. Yes, let's go into it a little bit.
Go ahead.
The rental skates were crappy, okay?
Mm.
I tried to get roller skates, but their roller skates were like tennis shoe. They weren't an actual high top or like a boot. So I put those on reluctantly, and they had little shoestrings. I was like, okay, there's no ankle support. 4-4-4, I
see you.
Okay. So I was just like, all right, let me just put these on, see how it's going to go. I put them on. I felt like a toddler, like a newborn learning how to walk. And I was like, I'm not feeling the same way I feel on ice. I'm able to glide. I feel like I have control of my feet. I can lean, you know, that side edge and all that. Completely different concept of roller skating and rollerblading. So I was just like, you know what, let me get the inline, because King got roller skates as well, but his roller skates were, he gave him two rights at first,
y'all,
and then he said when he went back the guy act confused, so he just got inline. And I'm like, what y'all, the heck is
y'all, I'm
what
gonna say
is going on?
I'm gonna say it so there's more of an impact of it all. Okay, first of all, I know that people are very aloof during their jobs and things that are happening. He was a young man.
Yeah.
He seemed like he still peach fuzz
little
on his face.
I was about to say, probably right. fresh into high school.
And a young man was, but when he had, they're beautiful skates. The ones they look like boats though, y'all. They were big.
I mean, anything
big red.
Size 13 would look like a boat.
It was for the skates. I have to go a size down. Let's get that straight, y'all.
Please.
All right, but yes, I do rock a 13. Proud of it. All right. All right. Now, the crazy part is.
Tell that to the closet.
Right. Crazy part is, y'all, the big old red skates. I come over to Bae. She got hers, and I already know she about to tell you. I felt so bad for Bae because I knew the skates she had on. Y'all, them look like them Jones was passed down from generation to generation.
Bruh, them look like the first ever skates.
Yo, Bae had on them skates.
Someone had literally got dragged across the floor on their heels. I mean, on the tips of their toes on them skates.
It's seriously that funny.
Several times. It looks like the actual shoestring.
Man,
you know when you get your shoestring stuck to Velcro and it starts to fray?
I said, Queen, go ahead and put them things up. She tried,
she's
you know.
Old. I said, I'm going to mess around and break my daggone neck out here.
She got out there and she didn't, you know. And I was proud of her, but, you know, once I saw, you fellas, you know, when you see the look on your woman's face, when she's, like, uncomfortable and clearly uncomfortable, I was like, baby, I was like, go ahead, get yourself some inlines. You know, we took our time. It was getting, you know, for all implications, it was getting hot in there, you know, sitting around folks and still in mid between weather and stuff like that. Kids running around. But y'all, hey, yo, look. Queen got out there and she turned up. All right. Queen got out there. I saw a little, you know, a little, and again, a little uncomfortable. You see a little uncomfortable. You got to make them feel good. I was, you know, getting around the edges. And I ain't going to lie. I did feel uncomfortable on mine, too. I did have to actually get a new pair of skates, like Queen said, after the man gave me two right. So I was like, I don't know how he thought I had two right feet. But I got new skates. Those felt better. Queen got out there and... during the whole process, it was fun. We took our time. At the end, Queen even, you know, she bigging up and started skating backwards, you know. Yes. I'm like, okay. You know, so we need King to go ahead and get her money. King started
skating backwards from the get-go.
Stop it.
King got out there and was like, I'm going to skate backwards. I'm going to do a couple turns. I was like, who is this person? This is not the person that got the bicycle seat stuck when we were assembling our bikes. This is not the same. I wish y'all could see his face.
because you keep going back there. And but if I tell y'all, because if I tell y'all,
that's not an advanced move.
Queen's first time driving a manual car.
No.
Right. You see how quickly she said no. So that's why I said I'm going to like Michelle Obama. I'm going to take the higher road here.
Me learning how to drive a manual the first time and you assembling a bike is not a comparison.
Correct. So, I'm going to try and move past this point. Is
yes,
y'all?
Because I have two other things to mention too after you.
Yes, no. Seriously, why I really am making this a big thing is, I know some of y'all may, you know, y'all talking about skates. We didn't talk about this for like a good eight. I'm just saying, one, we need to think about a possibility that if things shut down again, you know.
Yeah,
that's a shock to the system, and the body gets used to certain things without having to counter react it. And I truly believe a body in motion does stay in motion. Mm-hmm. If you keep yourself healthy at a young age and continue that process, the cases, and you would hope that the chances would show that the progression of your health would be better producing if, you know, you did take a less active approach within your life. Mm-hmm. Why I like skating personally, y'all, is one, it is a little bit of a old school, new school factor. It's something that is definitely passed down feeling. If anybody is into skating, you know how skate, like certain moves came to part, like snapping or different, how James Brown, the history, you know, how James Brown actually influenced a lot of skaters and the ways that the moves are it's in our culture, you know, the way that we interpret not only our process of literally having fun. If we just happen y'all to pick up some type of sport in the midst of having fun, we just look like we great out there. So all I'm saying is, get yourself some skates. Go ahead and dig into the history that's already there. It's a lot easier than putting that strain on your joints. Glide. Mm-hmm. Take your time. Get your helmet and stuff like that. But get outside. Do something that's going to get that heart rate up.
Invest in your health.
And invest in your health.
This pandemic hit a lot of people.
It hit a lot of people. Yeah.
I know it hit me with at least 40 pounds that I had already lost.
It happens. You feel me?
And we were getting up going to... the gym. That wasn't the only thing. We were getting up going to swim and going to the gym every single forenoon. But in 2019, in May, I was sick for two whole weeks. Could not breathe. Like, felt like I only had one lung. So that also held us back from going. And then right after that, that's right around the time that the pandemic started popping off. Right when I started to recover and we started going back working out.
Yep.
So I know it hit a lot of people, and it's very important to invest in yourself and just get out. Even though it's cold, like I see people all the time like running on the side of the road and it's like snow on the ground. I'm like, are you crazy?
Mm.
But this person is determined.
To get
no
it
matter
in.
What, you know, like no matter what condition, they're going to get it in. So you have to have that that same compassion for yourself and that same determination, commitment to yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important.
And also the biggest thing behind that is discipline. You have to you have to be disciplined. I know people like to discipline their kids a lot, and you're not doing this, you're not doing that. There's a lot of things you're not doing too.
Yeah.
And kids see that. You feel me?
I was just gonna say routine alone.
Yeah, yeah. Routine work is something I promise you your kids are picking up on, or someone in general is picking up on. But I want to go into past this point. I do want to go into sponsorship, because we already told you, you're gonna see all of our skate videos. Gonna update you, if you're someone in the skate world, and we're gonna open up some. You're gonna see some stuff from us already. But yes, when we bought the skates, I was like, "Babe, you want to open up another sector of the business?" And like I said, follow us, keep with us, get in tune, because we're trying to give you an experience, and we're gonna give you a full fledged, and we're moving into technology, and we want you all to move together, all together for real, and it's gonna get deeper, hopefully end up feeding y'all to some point, but you have to get with it.
All right, well, sponsorship. We're going to go into our sponsorship. Our podcast is written, edited, produced, directed, and created by us and only us. And, of course, we enjoy meeting with you, our listeners. And we want to be able to meet with you more on a consistent basis and provide more content to you all as well. So you can always help us by subscribing to us on whichever platform you listen to us on, whether it is SoundCloud, Apple, giving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, or giving us a heart on SoundCloud really, really helps us.
You can literally Google QKJJ and there is a plethora of us and all of our details. Actually, you can, again, commit to our Patreon, as we provided earlier. It's only $1, y'all. And I mentioned it before, I ain't going to do it again.
Right.
But that's just 100 pennies. And I know y'all can collect some up. And go ahead, definitely commit yourselves, and we have different tiers, and we do have a goal of 200 Patreons. We do have a PayPal as well. That's paypal.me/QKJJ, and of course Cash App, which is $QKJJ.
Mm-hmm.
Purchasing from our store is also a wonderful way, because our queen said it earlier, QKJJ.org is 24/7, just like 7-Eleven. We're there. You can say, hey, click, I want this as a gift or for myself. Easy. All right? And you can also follow us on
social media. At Queen Jam for our personal, and then at QKJJ for our business. Non-monetary ways to donate is by tagging us when you're listening to the podcast, using the hashtag either QKJJ, that works as well, or TSLTV pod, and then you can also share the podcast on your social media platform.
And we're only asking that you tell two people about the podcast. We'll actually put this information in our show notes as well. We do appreciate the support. Money is energy, so we're sending it back, that positive energy your way, and we hope that you receive it back 100 times over, to do the things that bring you black ass joy. And
let's get into the topic for this week.
Big topic. Are you actually going to get the COVID vaccine? That is a serious topic that we should talk about. We do have, again, links in our notes that you can look right afterwards.
Are you going to get the...
Am I? Y'all, personally, this is my personal feeling. I am someone that, as you can see, I do talk a lot, and I try to provide a lot of information. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I learn from my wrong. If I'm right, hopefully I get to spread it to other people and learn more out of me being right. And what I've seen over the history of receiving vaccines and the connection of other folks when they receive vaccines, or groups of individuals, I don't see it within myself to say that it would be okay for me or right with the information that I gathered, with the physical videos that we're able to see of individuals that have taken it. Some have passed away. some other individuals have actually picked up other illnesses or ailments just literally afterwards. Okay, and again, this is what's the correct word? We have the alleged information after they had taken the vaccine. I do know personally that this vaccine was created by different companies. You can, you know, there are companies out here that took a very short period of time to create this. Literally, we're looking at almost a completion to close to a year's time, less than that. Most vaccines, if you really want to get it down pat, it's going to take longer. Some may say minimum 4-5 years to minimum to 10 for some others. I would say in this predicament for me, what I've seen, I just don't understand, me personally, why it is a rush before we have a good observation and we have a good conglomerate of individuals so that we can say, okay, hey, this is okay, this is not. This gene approach and these individuals here shouldn't take this one. These individuals and their gene should. Mm-hmm. This works for,
yeah, because
that don't
we're
make
not
sense.
All,
we're not
yeah,
making
we're
sense.
Definitely, it's definitely not making sense, and we're all not the same. So it wouldn't make sense that one vaccine or two vaccines or whatever would work for millions of people. That's just.
Look.
This is crazy.
Go ahead and visit qkjj.org. Queen went through a wonderful process of creating a new t-shirt. It has a very strong message. I want to back that message today because the troubling aspect is on different layers of that message. And what I definitely feel as though we're being projected. But when you make a vaccine like a one-size-fits-all pair of pants, we're going to have issues with body types, right?
If their one-size-fits-all don't even fit one-size-fits-all, then why would we trust them with a vaccine?
Yep.
If you can buy pants from the store that you know is a size 11, it's not a size 11, why would you trust? Like, I mean, you just cannot overthink these things. You feel me? We have to address them at a very basic level, because once we start to get into all this technical jargon, stuff starts to get lost in translation.
Hey, that's why I said,
and you need it. You got to break it down so, like you said, your grandmother can understand it. Your great grandmother can understand it.
Yes.
So,
yes.
It don't sound right to me. The t-shirt the king is referring to is this is exactly what it said on the t-shirt, because this is how I felt once I heard about the vaccine. And I said, nah, I'll wait on that vaccine just like we've been waiting on that reparations check.
That is true. Because it needs time to identify, right? Exactly.
Y'all,
who it's going to affect, right?
I got another one for you.
And who's
this? What I told King. There has never, ever been, and let me preface this by saying, the reason why, the inspiration behind the shirt was mainly because they came out at some point saying that black people more specifically were more predisposed to the COVID, to COVID because of pre-existing conditions.
Right. This would be CDC.
Allegedly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. CDC. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right.
I appreciate you saying it, because I say they a lot.
Right.
But, you know.
Absolutely. I got you. No. We good.
Appreciate you. You feel me? We know that that is a phallus, because we see who are getting more affected, who are more affected by the I'm trying to think of what they call the virus more than others. So them just coming out with the propaganda saying, hey, black people are more likely to get it, and then they came right behind that and said, since black people are more likely to get it, then we're going to make sure that we rush this vaccine to all black people. And I was like, no, Because there has never, when have they ever rushed to do anything for a show? I really think about it.
Except for,
that's why I mentioned the reparations check.
Except for just go through the process of exploitation to continue that. What I would say, so what,
developing, consistently developing systems
to that, exploit.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's the probably the best thing that they've continuously done to definitely keep Rush. Yes, mm-hmm. I would personally ask a question to, we do have two vaccines, you know, Pfizer and Moderna. Moderna's.
Yeah, Moderna and
Moderna
then
and then Pfizer.
Pfizer.
I'm sorry if I'm saying it. I have a few questions because we do live in a society where I have to be careful in the way that I'm delivering a message, and the understanding does have to speak on different levels. I'm going to try and take this very easy.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at different issues that have happened within our community, different ailments and illnesses, ailments, diseases, and sicknesses, a lot would surround the effects of environment, opportunity,
mm-hmm.
And also self resilience, I guess, would be another way to look at it. If you put yourself, or if you're pushed into a depressive state, that self-influence does add, it does help in a way. That it does definitely depend on your mental constraints or your ability to move back. So I'm just trying to make it easy so that we can all have a good understanding. I ask myself a few questions, so I try to look at it like on a black man's aspect and black men across the world. Globally, the highest number of where you would find a black male would probably be in Africa. And then depending on where the numbers grow from birth rate, death to birth rate differential, that's where you would find like that majority of black males. So you start to go and you just ask like any type of health professional. If we're looking at something like prostate cancer, right? And we're seeing a difference between black males or males that identify as black in the United States,
mm-hmm.
to African or men that happen to be in the continent of Africa, mm-hmm. or you know, that growth rate there. What are the differences between the prostate cancer rates to where they are here in America? Now, you add that to different ailments, diseases, things like that, and you ask yourself what are differentials and why that's there. I have a concern when I see such a difference because it deals with environment and also things hand off depending on different individuals, and this is a very broad conversation, but I'm trying to leave it where I can, you know, where I have personally looked into it and having an understanding. If I see something where a mass portion of young or older middle age black men are dying at different rates in one area than they're dying at a different area, then it's going to help me identify why. And you're going to ask yourself, well, why here? Why in America do so many, for example, black men have a higher rate of prostate cancer than those black men, African men, that live, of course, in the continent of Africa? You would look at what their environment is like. You would probably go into exactly opportunities, where they are, what they eat, all that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. My problem is, with COVID-19 and distributing this vaccine, that like targeting aspect of saying, it seems like black folks here are being affected, so we want to push here. And it's funny, like, not funny, but it's the humor about
send
it.
Send a check there.
The humor about it would be like, okay, so you see the problem here, and it deals with your environment, what's been happening to y'all, and everything that's been... Okay, right. Cool, but you get that. But then you look over into different countries in Africa have actually been doing better. The numbers when it comes to COVID, thriving. Now, except we talk about South Africa.
The place but you see that infiltrated right, by foreigners.
Right, mm-hmm. In different, also, you know, also different areas. But for the continent itself, it's dealt with so many different tests and projects that the folks there, you prepared. Once you're ready, you ain't got to get ready no more. But when we're here and people are like, our news, you have to pay attention. And this is the way I try to carry it out. I see things from the way our news don't talk about different things, or they're not going to provide it with different information. Mm-hmm. Like, it's disingenuous when you tell me over here, because you have individuals that live in different states, let's keep it real, and they have different leadership, they have different requirements when it comes to the processing of how we deal with a large illness that is covering the globe. Why is it the implications are so different of your viewership of somebody else that's across the waters that can show you the same age range of these individuals, but how they've taken the system and the directive and how you can apply it. I apologize. But how you can apply it. The only reason why I'm saying that is, well, if you're doing that for Europeans that live in a different area, you can apply, put a scale mass and say, well, Great Britain is only so big. It's probably as big as a state XYZ here in America, or if you put them together. You can identify how movement has changed depending on barriers and things like that. You can provide a nice little project or a field where you can say this works here and this didn't work here. America did that when they looked over at the UK, and they're like, well, older folks in the UK or certain age ranges were catching it, and they were applying that back here. So why aren't you applying that same information that you're stating for those that are Europeans back here for Africans or those that have the same genealogical space and setup? So you have to, y'all, I don't mean to take you around the bend about it. I just try to ask questions about, like, I literally ask questions about things that people don't talk about. And if you're going to mention that you have all of this information from when we started, from when COVID hit, they love this point. When they were demonizing Trump, they say, well, we all started, America started at the same time as South Korea. Mm-hmm. And our numbers, and we're totally different. Now, why would you base that off of South Korea, except for that's a place where you set up a democracy or a system where it mirrored your own? Mm-hmm. But the culture there is totally different. And the genealogical aspect is totally different. The only thing you can mirror is the responsibility of how their government and the thing that you tried to force onto them is how they set up the appropriate measures for their people. And it makes it a little bit better because there's less folks in South Korea than it is in America. But you force them to utilize a system of democracy as a mirroring system. And they did better in, quote unquote, numbers. Mm-hmm. When you project any type of number, y'all, and this is the same thing I try to make a good understanding when it comes to the school to prison pipeline. These individuals build a whole data and collection numbering system off of your child as soon as they get into the classroom. Now, that first, like, 5 years of your child's life going into that classroom, they're already saying, yeah, this one's going to make it or this one's not. Why wouldn't you do the same thing on a medical system when you're saying these group of individuals are doing well with this, these two vaccines? And these aren't. You have the information. It's there. It's clear. And you have enough test subjects to see. I don't think that that's right for those group. We just, like, how many more people have to suffer when you clearly see the data and we're wrong. Because obviously we're wrong
here. You already said that yesterday. Like, they were fine with being wrong. Like, you saw the other day. But I would, just like King is bringing up, I would encourage everyone to ask questions. Don't just take the information that they're providing you with on your local news channel or, you know, on social media or whatever. Just don't take what they are telling you for fact. I would do your own research. There are websites you can go on, like the CDC. They have a lot of great information currently, but even their information, you know, you have to cross-reference that with other outlets as well. And just question everything. If it don't make sense, then start there.
By law,
it's that simple.
By law, you know, you have the right to confidentiality, especially when it comes to your healthcare provider. But you have to ask questions. But I truly have to let you all know, and you have to ask the correct questions. You have to say, within my demographic, how many of individuals within my demographic that fit my biological structure, my blood type, that you've, whatever, because all doctors are updated, y'all. Like, they have to be updated with this information to continue the processing of obviously healing people. So you have to ask the question, hey doc, I'm not feeling well. I took the test, you know, I took the test, COVID came back positive. We need to go over between these two vaccines that are being provided, and I don't know how many other more may be coming around the corner, because we do have an updated version of,
yeah, they're still running, you know, clinical trials.
Exactly. So you need to ask yourself, you know, again, doc, out of my makeup, my genetic makeup, my blood type,
which one makes more sense?
Which one makes more sense? What have you seen during these studies of individuals that have my same demographic, my same makeup, my same blood type, my that have taken this and they have been affected negatively? I need to see the percentage rate of those that have been negatively affected to the positive rate. Then you can make your own choice decision on which one you would want to move forward with. All I'm saying, and all Queen is probably objecting to, is when have we ever seen a system that has moved this quick to try to fit a one size fits all? And you have to, like, seriously ask a question. Why haven't you identified, like, which group?
Yeah.
Seriously,
they keep trying to figure out which one, which group they want to target. Because at one point, they even started to just target black women, just like you said about black men. They started to target black men, then they just started to target black women. And I'm like, I'm a heavy set black woman. I have never been, no one has ever rushed to come to my aid ever in my life. Never. So why would I think for a second, someone who don't even know me, little old me, person who, oh, I'm not even going to get into it. I can't sit up there for a second and be ignorant. I'd be a fool. That's all I have to say. I'd be a fool to think for a second that someone has my back that does not know me. There are people who know me who don't even have my back. And had never had. You feel me? So, it's just that simple. We can't even think about it that deep.
Now again, we're only telling you, just like in the beginning, to do your own research. Now, for those that be like, hey, well, the vaccine, and this is where I've taken vaccine, you know, that's you. That's you. And if that works for you, that is completely to your discretion. And I'm not going to demonize you for it, because, again, that is your discretion. That is your opinion. But we are going to come up with just a few things and just a few points, because we're on the topic.
Yeah,
because
you already mentioned majority of them.
Oh, absolutely. Again, you have to go through the process, see videos of the doctor. There was a doctor faking getting the vaccine. What about the actual nurse who fainted actually 17 minutes after receiving the vaccine.
Yeah, she claimed she was just dizzy. Right. She had a rare condition.
Right. And again, that's fair. And that is her confidential health information that doesn't have to be out there. But it's not right. Not no more. Now we all know if she goes on a ride or she can't go to the playground, get on the spinny thing because she'll be out. Put her on there and she's knocked out. Allegedly. Right. the issue so far with this vaccine as well, altering of DNA is very clear. Cases have definitely come out. Those contracting HIV, AIDS, Bell's palsy, and also the worst one would be death. Can't come back from that one.
Yes, we had a quick story that we found interesting. We're just going to read it, and this is just an example of the things that we were talking about, like do your own research so you can actually just do your own research. If it doesn't sound right, then there may be an issue with it. So the headline pretty much said what?
Well, I thought you were gonna say if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, because that's something I was always
I'm saying if it doesn't sound right, because the way I'm gonna read it, this is not like it doesn't sound good to be true, but that's that's very valid as well. So the headline said, "Doc who got COVID vaccine dies." Pfizer says, that's one of the vaccine companies, says that there's no connection. Now I'm going to read the first two paragraphs, like the first few couple of sentences of the article. This is on Yahoo News right quick. Sorry, I lost my place. So, authorities are probing the death of a New Jersey-trained doctor who died weeks after getting the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 virus vaccine. According to Pfizer, the company doesn't believe that there is any direct connection between the vaccine and his death. The company doesn't believe that there is any direct connection between the vaccine and his death.
Right.
Gregory Michael, 56, who completed his residency at St. Barnabas Medical Center in Livingston, received a first dose of the vaccine on December 18th. He died on Monday in Florida, where he practiced and was born. After suffering a hemorrhagic stroke, that apparently resulted from a lack of blood palatates, USA Today reported.
Wow.
So, I mean, sure. You feel me? Sure. I'm going to leave the link for that article.
we're going to get into some problematic talking points, too, as well about this. Okay. One, because I like the way that Queen provided that earlier. People coming to your rescue, and it's like a false flag or a false hope. One person, you're no different anyone else to receive scrutiny, and that would be ex-President Obama, 44th President of the United States. Went on the Breakfast Club interview, and again, from my point of view, like other individuals, he sold a lot of books. He was selling a book. It felt like we were talking about a book.
Yeah, it was just a little press tour,
right? And the Breakfast Club also came at a very important time too. Of course, it was promoting voting as well, but the biggest one was definitely on the vaccine, which Charlamagne Tha God pressed Obama about. Obama did a very turn, and he did say pretty much, hey, if Dr. Fauci, and he's also said this on a different interview, hey, you know, if Dr. Fauci and the CDC pretty much come up with and verify that the vaccines that are being provided are safe, then he'll take it. And this is the same person when Flint waterways were totally decimated, still decimated, and completely destroyed, with lead poisoning. And this is the same individual who went on national television and thought that drinking a cup of water and the water from whomever where it, he claimed that it was from a spout from Flint, Michigan. But he sat there and he drank that water and he made it like, hey, it's okay for you all to come on and act like everything is normal. It's fine. We're doing everything that we can. And it's wild to me because that same person showed themselves at that point. And I'm not attacking the man. I'm just saying you have to see people, you know, when they were, when they're at a point of like, what's your character or what's your motive? Because that motive, like, I understood on a presidential level, he was trying to, like, let's calm everyone down. But you have to be realistic. When you show people the president of the United States, right, after we're talking about a compromised waterway system that is affecting essentially multiple thousands, bro, like thousands of families, poisoning them. Millions of families, really, poisoning, and this individual just like, yeah, and this person is like, hey, foreign
technology, and people act so ignorant to like, yeah, solving problems.
But it's like, but that's a problem. It was problematic. Also, he was involved during the NBA strike, and this is another red flag. It's like a person that sees the injustice. You were actually president during a lot of time of the injustice, and. And you're telling these players, you know what? I know you're upset. I know why you're on strike, but you should probably get back to the money. Mm-hmm. It's like, darn, bro. Like,
a lot of people are invested. They got to put a lot of money in you, Diamond.
It too? Brutus? It too? Like, you feel me? So, today, especially during this year, out of everything that we all experienced together, let's start practicing self-love. Start your own week. Self-love practice. Week. A whole week. Mm-hmm. Practice self-love. Look yourself in the mirror. And if you don't have a mirror, look in that dusty water and see your reflection and say, I love myself. I love myself.
Go ahead. You were already on a...
I was just saying, like, seriously, tell yourself, like, love yourself, look deeper into yourself, uplift yourself, especially if no one else is. But I'm seeing all of that as a warning sign, as someone, because I kind of leaned away from Obama real quick there, but as someone that, again, as a leader, when you look at a leader and you're an aspect of a leader, it's not only to lead others, but also themselves. And what's problematic for me, it's someone that can see someone else's issue, but still force them or those individuals to, in a way, push on.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
there's hope.
Right. Even though it's clearly problematic if they do push on, because we're still promoting this person to receive their money, even though they're not helping.
It's insulting because he literally was like, I know that we have a hard time trusting the government with things, especially since the Tuskegee experiment. And it's like, why even bring that up?
Because that's obvious, right?
Why even bring that up if you still going to say, hey, I'll take the vaccine on camera?
Right. Because that's obvious, right? I was
like, even, for real.
I wasn't even going to say that, but it was just the obvious because I wouldn't see him do it. It's one thing when he says it. It's another thing when he does it.
Yeah.
So
he's just an oxymoron.
I know. I moved past it. It's fine. It's just I went to that next point.
Beautiful depiction of black liberation.
Yes.
But it wasn't the real thing. And that's why we started our black liberation theory. The black liberation theory is something that we will tell you all about in the coming weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But the first piece, the first little taste of the black liberation theory is our reparations t-shirt. It comes in two colors. It has the quote, "Nah, I'll wait on my vaccine just like I've been waiting on our reparations." Not those exact words, but I'm paraphrasing. It says like "our" and whatever. But yes. So with the Black Liberation Tea, a portion of all proceeds will go towards Black Liberation efforts. And you can go to qkjj.org/BLT, Black Liberation Theory. And you'll be able to look at the first two t-shirts that we have there. And that would be very, very exciting for you. But moving forward, we have other practices. We have other pieces of work that we'll be working on. So that's why I said the Black Liberation Theory is something that we'll slowly introduce to you all more in the coming weeks. And on the actual website as well, I went into detail about, you know, why we came up with it and the inspiration behind the t-shirt. But we pretty much addressed that throughout the episode, because that was mainly the inspiration for it, was the vaccine and them trying to say, hey, we're going to give it to all the Black people first, and, you know, rushing to get us something when we've been asking for them to rush us Black liberation, and it seems like it's going over everyone's head. You know,
well, you can't at this point, you know, definitely you can't ask anyone for your Black liberation. You're just gonna have to take it. And that's why we went ahead and gave you that process of information. Provide yourself with self-love, go through this clear year for real. But start with a week, look yourself in the mirror, say that you love yourself, manifest what you want, not only for this year but next year and the years to come. You need to visualize. You need to clearly visualize what you want. Then you need to go into scripting. And I appreciate my queen too as well. Got us new books for this new year. Be able to write down what you visualize, whether that's in a dream or if you just happen to have an idea during the process of your, you know, your normal life. Also, a beautiful aspect is a vision board. It gives another portion of the scripting. It gives you a real life identification, and you can actually set them goals, which is the back end of it, is setting the goals. And not only setting the goals, but obviously you want to go ahead and complete those goals. That's the ending point,
and setting up the steps to accomplish there those goals. And visualizing is very important, and visualization is very important because we're visual beings. If you have if you have that sense, you can take advantage of that. But the one thing that I wanted to add is that during this year, I started to panic towards the end of the year, because I was like, dang, I really want to do a vision board, but I don't have like a whole bunch of magazines that I could like cut out of, or I don't want to print out all these different pictures and use up all this ink and paper and crap. So I was like, what could I do? So I figured out, and there's actually a virtual vision board, and you can actually do an e-vision board. And the best place to do or make any free graphic for real is Canva, C-A-N-V-A. We're not sponsored by them, but I love free, legitimate, dope businesses, and that's the dope businesses that's helped grow a lot of other businesses grow, because digital products are very important, and they have so many different templates for you already there, and you can literally create yourself a book tonight. Like, that's how simple to use Canva is. So that's, if you want to go there, you want to go there, create your vision board, you can do that. And and then you can print it out, and then it'll be one page that you're printing out versus all these pictures. Or you can make it your screensaver in your background or on your phone or something like that.
Oh yeah, especially you get to see that every day. It's on.
Exactly. So that's something that we wanted to leave y'all with after we got really serious with this whole vaccine situation. We also want to give you some uplifting towards the end. And another thing that I want to let you all know, that there will be, we'll preview some information for next week's episode, and we're going to leave you with a little a clip from a Black podcast that I love listening to, Tea with Queen and Jay. If you haven't checked them out by now, you should have. We've mentioned them as a black podcast, a dope black podcast you should listen to, along with some other ones as well. And I loved what the little clip that they had at the end of their episode. So I'm going to play that clip. And we will see you all next time. As always, I'm Queen Jam.
King Jerry's in the house.
Yes, and we appreciate you and we love you. And we'll see you very soon. Oh, hit us up on social media at Queen Jam and at QK.JJ. Cop that Black Liberation tee. And make sure that you visit our website. Give us a heart, leave us a comment, subscribe, leave us a review, all that jazz. All right, y'all, to the clip.
We don't have a chance about what's going to hit us when we don't.
Okay, let me tell you this. My impression, I have a certain, I guess, positiveness about my life. But I realize that every time I create a positive thought in my mind, also I create a negative thought. It's just like, I'm going to be very successful. And my mind said, oh, no, you're not. You know? Okay? So since I create positive and negative, it's which one I give the most attention that is powerful. When I think positive constantly, it's very powerful and it controls me. If I think negative all the time, it's going to control me too. So right now, my positive thought is there is no going to be no disaster to destroy what I have planned for me and my family. And if there is, that's life, you know? And I can accept what I get. My intention is for it to work and to be successful, and I will accept what I get. See, I don't have any choice about what my life is going to be like. The only choice I possibly might have is how I'm going to react to it.